You're with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 312, 65 degrees here on this Friday, June 27th, 2025. Usually I'm a little more upbeat on Fridays, but if you follow me on social media, you know that we're feeling a little down today. But we're going to get through the show. I'm here for you. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. This is the first time, you know, I put out a show schedule with 15 segments each day from start to finish, from intro to the wrapping up ending. And my opening intro, where I usually, you know, start off with something to try and grasp you, something that will interest you for the rest of the show, something to hold on, something to kind of kick the show off in the right direction. I actually have written down after my intro, couldn't find the words for an opening today. Lost a dear friend over 20 years today. Family friend, mentor to all my kids. And didn't know if I had enough to come in today. Didn't know if it was the right thing to come in today. What was kind of the precipice for me to be here today and talk to you. And we're going to try and get on a show with as normal as possible as I ease into the routine here. That opening song that we played after the intro is a guy named Pete Scobel. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him later in the show because we're going to play another song of his. And if you heard the impactfulness, that was actually a duet with Winona Ryder. If once you hear a little bit about his background and who he is, and the impactfulness of the song you just heard, and it was so fitting for today. I was trying to look for the right tone and the right things to do because I honestly don't know how to feel today. I literally got the words first thing this morning and had to read it a dozen times to make the letters make sense to me. That's how taken back I was, and then had to talk to different members of my family, you know, and then still haven't talked to some of them who are out in the field doing a military thing and don't need to be burdened with this information till after they're done for today, and then they'll need to process it. But everyone in the O'Donnell household is in shock, and a lot of people in Northeast Pennsylvania are in shock. And then there'll be more to follow as we move on after the weekend and such, but life is everything you make it. And even when you make it everything it can, everything you can, and be successful, it just goes to show how fragile sometime it is. So it's interesting, right before I got the call about this news, I got confirmation that I was going to have Pennsylvania State Treasurer Stacey Garrity on today at 4 o'clock. And if I did not have that interviewed schedule, I would probably not be in today. I probably would have taken the day off and be where I, you know, my heart tells me where I belong. But, you know, my dedication to you and this tells me I need to get that interview in at 4 o'clock today. So we are going to have that and get that done and get through the rest of the show. And we're going to honor through some of the best ways I know how, through music. It's interesting. I started my college in a music therapy program. I was a musician my whole life. I still am a musician. So I went into music therapy because some of the greatest ways to, I mean, we all know. We have our songs we fall back on. You know, if it wasn't for some albums during my teenage years probably would have been a lot more hectic than they needed to be. I really leaned on a lot of music, music that meant a lot to me. So I kind of looked for a few songs today that kind of grabbed at that because I didn't want to, you know, burden you guys with what you know, what I'm going through personally. I want to provide you a show, and we're going to get to the news today. But as I'm looking through the news stories today after getting this news and speaking to my family, a whole lot of tears. Reading these news stories, it's like, so what? So what? Who cares? if parking is going to be a little more expensive at the airport. Who cares if Luzerne County is initiating litigation with the situation they're having? You know, who cares if there's an issue with Scranton's parking situation? It's probably of their own doing. You know, you hear about our heroes, the Scranton firefighters, rescuing motorists in flooded streets yesterday. Life goes on. So yeah, we are going to talk about those things, but it was kind of a shock as I'm trying to get a show together today, trying to get topics for you to talk about. And like I say, I usually get about 12 stories, 14 stories that I want to put on the list. So we're going to do that. And again, we're going to honor my friend, honor a lot of our friends as we move on. Mentor to all three of my children, and just a special person. I am a better person in life. I'm a better husband, a better friend, a better patriot because of those around me, especially the person we lost. So, that opening song, The Ones We Left Behind, The Ones We Leave Behind, it's a gentleman named Pete Scoble. You could look that up if you want, if you're around a computer. Again, that was a duet with a friend of his, Winona Ryder. Great song, great album, great patriot. And again, we're gonna play another song for him later, and I'll tell you a little bit more about him because his life is extremely interesting and fitting to what we're kind of talking about today. He's had his own struggles, he's had his own issues. The person who wrote these songs, he's got two great albums out there, and he kind of lives in the mountains now and living his dream. And that's all we really want, right? To move on with our lives after we do things, big or small, and live our dream. And that dream could be anything. The dream is whatever you need it to be. And those choices you make today will dictate where you are tomorrow. Choices you made yesterday are why you're where you are today. So we're going to, I'm going to try and get through this the best I can. So bear with me, but I'm going to try and get you the most normal Friday show I can. We're going to have a little different Friday monologue today, but it is Friday monologue. I think it'll be very fitting with the tone of today. But we're also going to talk about things that are happening around us. And again, at the 4 o'clock hour, we will have Pennsylvania State Treasurer Stacey Garrity on. She's been questioning why the governor of Pennsylvania has used $1 million in our tax dollars to help with the U.S. Open Golf Tour. I think they make a pretty penny themselves, and it included VIP tickets and a private golf outing and such like this. And this is on the heels of the governor sponsoring the Pocono race with some tax dollars, as well as talking about building billion-dollar stadiums for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers in the future, and maybe even another NASCAR track in Philadelphia. So is the governor governing, or is the governor doing a lot of politicking with our tax dollars? So we'll speak to Pennsylvania State Treasurer, who holds the purse strings of the state, later in the show at 4 o'clock. We have Do I Have a Case with Keith Figured at 5 o'clock. And again, we're going to have some special additions today to help me get through the show. And hopefully together we can do that. So I appreciate you hanging on with me. I think we're going to have a good show today, so stick with us. It is 3:21 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I just received a text message that in the tragedy of what a lot of us are dealing with here in this situation, personally, the passing did help five other families with organ donations. So some shining light at the end of that. I'm sure those five families are internally grateful for that. So, again, just got that text during the break. So the Bi-County Airport Board met. They had a delayed meeting for 30 minutes due to executive session. But it appears one of the things that they were talking about were increasing parking fees at the airport here at Avoca. And they're not crazy prices. We're not going to be paying what you're paying in Philadelphia or Newark or such like that. But the easy parking and the parking fees are one of the things that is why I rave about the airport here. We just talked about this earlier this week, our airport, how easy it was to get in and out of, how great the parking was right across from the terminal, both indoor and outdoor parking. It was fairly inexpensive as far as airports go. Now, this is a bi-county airport board. It's an authority that covers the airport. The bi-county airport board, Luzerne and Lackawanna County. Our tax dollars own this asset. What I would like to see in it, and I'm amazed it really wasn't brought in to the talk, and I guess with kiosks now and maybe even contactless entrance and exit for our parking garages. Now, every time I've been there, most times there's at least one booth staffed by someone. Other times you're just swiping your ticket or your card and it's done electronically. But I would like to see us get something in return, the taxpayers who fund this asset, the airport. So maybe for Luzerne County and Lackawanna County residents, there should be a cheaper parking fee. It should be cheaper for residents who help build this airport, who help maintain it, who help our tax dollars and has an authority that manages it, to get a benefit out of it, right? You know, it's because of us, the taxpayers, that asset is even here. Just like they have in-state tuition and out-of-state tuition, wouldn't it be good if they had county parking and non-county parking? Where when I lived out on Eastern Long Island, we had county beaches and county parks. And there were two set fees. If you were going to the beach, if you were a county resident, it was free. If you were not a county resident, you had to pay a fee to get in and park and use the beach. Same thing with some of the county parks. Their county waste facility, where we had a great place where you can go pick up as much compost as you wanted. They had a composting place there. You could also dump your garbage and your recyclables and everything there. If you lived in the county, those things were free. If you did not, you were charged or couldn't use it at all. Some things you could use for charge. Other things, you had to be a county resident. So I would like to see that be brought up. And if anyone's listening who's involved with the Bi-County Airport Board or either Luzerne or Lackawanna County government, maybe that should be a topic of discussion, because we continue to see, and the same thing goes for tickets for a Rail Riders game. The same thing goes for things at the arena, where these assets are owned by the county taxpayers. Now, obviously, they're businesses. Obviously, they're being operated and managed by independent entities. But again, they would not be operating anywhere if it wasn't for the taxpayers having that venue, having that facility. We just spent a lot of money refurbishing the baseball stadium to bring it up to minor league baseball standards for the AAA Yankee team there. That's there. I mean, we're dealing with entities that are millions and billions of dollars in the making. So the least we could do is get a benefit, even if it's a dollar or two. I don't care, but a little benefit to say, hey, we recognize the taxpayers are a big deal in this. So, yes, you do get $5 off if you're a county resident. Or if you go to the arena, you're paying full price for a ticket, because a lot of times that's by whoever's selling the ticket, be it Ticketmaster or whatever promoter is doing it. But you park for free if you're a county resident. Simple, easy enough. Driver's license, lives in the county, you're good. That's what they do at the beaches in Long Island. You know, there's someone there at the booth. They look at your license. You're in. So I would like to see some kind of benefit for county residents. I mean, does anyone disagree with me? If you're a county resident in Luzerne or Lackawanna County, don't you think we should maybe get free parking at a Rail Riders game, or get free parking at the arena, or get discounted parking at the airport? I think that would be a perfect benefit. Something to give back to the people, and not everybody's going to take advantage of that. I get that. It's not going to every county resident, but if you are, if you want to take advantage of that, I think it would be a nice perk. So, something I was thinking about when I read this story, prices go up. I get that. Things cost more. They're trying to make improvements. They need money to do that. I get that. Fees is one way to do it. But I also think the taxpayer who's footing the bill for everything to begin with should get a little benefit out of it, or just not get hit as hard when it comes to these things. So if you agree or disagree, you can call or text 570-883-0098. Let me know. It's 3:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 3:36, 65 degrees. What the weather changed this week, huh? On this Friday, June 27th. Hopefully you're winding down the week, and hopefully you got some time to relax or do the things you want to do this weekend. I got a couple of text messages in. Somebody says it's cheaper to park at Pittsburgh International Airport than it is at Avoca. Check out Pitts Airport. They do pay in advance. All airports should offer that. And I do agree also with Lackawanna Luzerne County discounts or free parking at all of the major events. I don't know. I'll take your word for it. It looks like you checked. But if Pittsburgh International Airport is cheaper to park than Avoca, maybe they need to get in line there. Somebody else chimed in. Rob, sorry for the loss. Your loss. We just returned from Florida. It was cheaper to fly from Philly, parking $47.11 for 5 days, and then it was to leave from AVP. By the time the budget airlines nickel and dime you, it's cheaper to go out from a larger airport with many more options, even parking and tolls. AVP should get better routes and connections. I always head to Philly, ERW, which is Newark, or JFK, Wendy. Oh, I don't know. I don't go to JFK, but Newark and Philly I fly out of all the time. But I also flown out of here. I also flown out of Lehigh Airport, which is very similar to our Avoca. Their parking situation got messed up down there, too. And I've always also flown out of Stewart Airport right here, about an hour and 15 minutes north on, or west, whatever it is, on, I guess it's north, on 84 or east, west. I'm not sure which way 84 goes, to be honest with you. Towards New York, them there parts. So Stewart Airport's a real good airport to fly out of, but again, very limited destinations. So, you know, we talked about the airport board raising fees for their parking. Luzerne County initiates litigation against Keystone Mission over American Rescue Plan funding. Now, Luzerne County, like Lackawanna County, has given a ton of money to the Keystone Mission. Now, Keystone Mission's current CEO, who came back and is working without pay after the last CEO and I believe some board members left all of a sudden. And there's no allegations of any wrongdoing, but the fact that they're not able to do the things that they said they would do and are running out of money or don't have the money to do them is something to be concerned of. I am glad that Luzerne County is looking out for their taxpayers, because that American Rescue Plan Fund was tax dollars as well. That's you or I. I haven't seen anything about Lackawanna County doing the same thing. The city of Scranton, specifically. The city of Scranton has given a lot of money to Keystone Mission. So are they looking at the same thing? Are they at least putting out a statement to saying, hey, we're looking at all our options to recoup some of the funds that we've given this organization, because we have given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Keystone Mission as well. I'm glad Luzerne County is taking a proactive stance in dealing with this. Now, the current CEO, who's trying to hold things together, and again, this situation they're in doesn't appear to be any fault of his. He's not there that long. He came back to help get it on the right track. And I think he's doing what needs to be done. And sometimes drastic reductions are just that. Sometimes our school boards, our cities, and our counties don't take the same approach. But maybe they should, and they'd be in a better financial situation. But I applaud Luzerne County for looking out for the taxpayer. And I'm wondering where and when the city of Scranton will do the same. Because, again, there were multiple grants that came from them to the Keystone Mission as well. And that money just doesn't go bye-bye. And I understand that there are a few American Rescue ARPA funds that went to some entities that are either no longer in business or closed up shop shortly after getting, or not long after getting these grants. And, you know, that's tax dollars that just went to waste. If it was for a specific reason to help small businesses, and those small businesses shortly after left and are gone, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you when it comes to those things, but it should be looked at. Somebody independently should be looking at, hey, can we recoup any of these funds? Or at least know specifically where they went to and, hey, it just didn't work out. But there's really not a positive track record on some of the entities of these things going. So to get an accounting of it, and again, to his kudos, the acting CEO of the Keystone Mission is going to sit down with the county and say, hey, here's where everything is. Here's our books. Here's how everything was spent. Here's where we're at. This is why we're in the situation we are. So hopefully that's a good, but I applaud Luzerne County for taking a proactive step to at least be transparent with the taxpayers of Luzerne County to say, hey, this is what we tried to do. This is what they did. This is why we're in the situation, you know, we're here now. So it's I'm just interesting to see that why it's only Luzerne County at this point, because the city of Scranton, I believe, gave more money to Keystone Mission than the council. The council had awarded $500,000, $500,000 to Keystone Missions for homeless services, including $312,000 to lease and remodel space created by apartments for four homeless families in Wilkes-Barre. So we'll see where this goes, but it's good that people are looking out for the taxpayer. I see we have on the line Walter Griffin from Luzerne County, who's the controller there. We're going to get to him as soon as we get back from a short break. It's 3:42 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We're talking about the Luzerne County initiating litigation against Keystone Mission to look into where the taxpayer funds, the ARPA grants that went to them, you know, what exactly happened to that? We have on the phone now Walter Griffin, who's the controller for Luzerne County. Controller, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob. How are you?
Good. So I see in this article that you warned the council, county council, of taking the risk in investing public funds and remodeling a structure not owned by the nonprofit.
Yeah, back in 20, I guess at the end of 2023 or 24, earlier on, and they came back for modification of their ARPA funds to council. And county council, in good faith, reached out and allocated $500,000 to this organization so they could revamp and take care of the homeless people. And originally, I think the original intention was that they were supposed to buy blighted property and buy individual properties and fix those. And somewhere along the line, this new executive director came in and changed the idea to give a rental or a lease property over on Union Street in Wilkes-Barre. And that lease property was like for, I think it was a 30-year lease. I don't have the lease in front of me currently. And I went to council and I said, I think you need to do some more due diligence on this, because if she's going to be leasing or they're going to lease a building for 30 years, if they don't have the funding to pay the lease, they're going to be losing the lease, which means we've already gave them $500,000 to fix the building. I don't think that's a good way to spend our money.
Yeah, to fix someone else's building.
Sure.
Yeah.
So in interest of the council, I mean, the council was in their good faith in the manager. They certainly wanted to help the homeless, and kudos to us as a county to want to do that. But I think somewhere along the line, I think that whole plan went off the rails for Keystone Mission. So I went to the council meeting on Tuesday night and asked the council about it and asked if they would bring the new executive director who took over again, who was there before, to come in and testify before council to explain what happened. And they said they were going to do that at the next meeting. But in the meantime, the manager decided that, and rightly so, to file a lawsuit against this organization and trying to recoup our money that was, I think some of the money was already spent to refurbish that building to make apartments out of it. And I think that is not in the right spirit of what the grant application was for. So I asked for the information from our consultant, which is Booth Consulting, to get the information, as well as the receipts that were allocated and reimbursed to that organization. So we see that they use the money appropriately. So I think that's where we're at currently.
All right.
But
and
I
these decisions,
unfortunate.
These decisions for Keystone Mission was made under the former CEO and some board members that were there at the time.
Right. Not over the one that just came in now, because he was Justin Behrens, who was the executive director of the Keystone Rescue Mission he was the director when they revamped the place over on Cole Street to take care of the homeless people, and he did a fabulous job. But he moved out of the area and went to State College. And so they appointed somebody else to run the mission while he was away. And this person decided that they weren't going to do the blighted property plan. They were going to go and lease this building. And I spoke to Justin prior to speaking to council about it and said that was not the original intent. But somewhere along the line, they changed the plan. And that's why I voiced the concern about, you know, as you would well appreciate, Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, we're fixing up somebody else's property under a lease agreement. If we don't have the money to pay the lease and we get tossed out, he gets to keep the permanent renovation.
Sure. Sure. So yeah, like I said,
I didn't think that was a good way to do it.
$500,000 to fix up somebody else's property, and that's, again, could return to them at any time where they can turn it into, you know, regular for-profit apartments.
Sure, exactly. And that was my concern for council. And as the controller, that's my job as the controller of the county in our new form of government, is to identify and inform people of problems that I see are coming down the road for us as a county, whether it be for litigation or a program that's not working properly. And so that's why I come to all the meetings every 2 weeks and I speak at the county council meetings, is because I can't make them do anything as the controller, but I certainly have an obligation to make sure that at least if I have information that's important for them to consider, that's my duty to the taxpayers. And that's what I did. And council in good faith thought that it was a good way to do that. And, you know, we have no way to see what's going to come down the road. So I don't think it's council's fault that they didn't follow through, but I certainly think that they have an obligation. If they're not going to follow through with the promise that they made to get that money, that they'd be responsible to pay it back.
Sure, and no doubt, and I know your focus obviously is Luzerne County because that's where you're the controller of, but you have Luzerne County giving Keystone Mission $500,000, $500,000. You have the city of Scranton who awarded Keystone Mission a total of $768,500, under 44,000 from the ARPA funds as well, plus $725,000 for community development block grant monies. So they had an influx of a whole lot of money over the past few years. In a short amount of time, and for both the city of Scranton and Luzerne County to be kind of left in the lurch like this, somebody needs to be answering and asking a lot of questions. So I'm glad that Luzerne County is starting that.
Yeah, and I agree, and I think that at the end of the day, the fallout is that we have homeless people that need a facility to stay in, and the intention of the mayor of the city as well as the council was to make sure that we took those people off the street, gave them a place to stay, fed them and clothed them, and gave them the opportunity to learn a skill or get some leg up on society so that they wouldn't be homeless any longer. And that was the intention of the ARPA money, clearly by the council and the manager and the mayor. And it seems like the loser in the whole picture here is not so much the taxpayers. Clearly $500,000 is a lot of money. But I think the person who benefits from that is the homeless person who needs that service that now isn't going to get it. And that's the at the end of the day, I think that's the really sad part of the whole discussion that we're having right now is, yeah, the $500,000 is taxpayers' money, and we definitely need to do our part to get that back to the people. But the homeless people are the ones that are losing in the long run.
Yeah, and again, when you no doubt that the homeless in both counties and both areas are the victims here. They're the ones that are going to have to do without. Those are the ones who are being shortchanged here in the end, and they're the ones who are the most vulnerable in this situation. But when you compare both Scranton and Luzerne County, and now you're talking $1.3 million, and that's just the two entities, Luzerne County and the city of Scranton. I haven't looked into if Lackawanna County did anything on their part as well. Again, to get a full accounting of this, and I'm glad to see the current CEO Behrens say that he has no problem meeting. He has, you know, everything in black and white that he's going to present to you guys for you to look at. That transparency with both you guys as elected officials and the counties and the city going through to the public to give us some sort of answer is a great start. I think that's what needs to happen here. In addition to, and it looks like it's already happening, whatever contingency plans are being made to help our homeless population.
Yep, I totally agree. And I think we're going to work towards that end with Mr. Behrens and the mission. But the first step is to make sure we hold people accountable for not spending the money the proper way and make sure that we get the money back if we can.
So yeah,
I appreciate the opportunity to explain that to you and the listeners of the station, so they, you know, the people that are listening have a better idea, because the paper doesn't print a lot of that stuff. and people don't really know not the behind the scenes stuff, but the negotiation and the discussion that happened to make that all a reality.
Yeah, and listen, the Keystone Mission has done and is doing great things for our community. There's no doubt of that. You talked about some of the successful programs they have. The CEO seems like he wants to bring it in the right direction, but he's being realistic with what assets he has and what's in his pocketbook. That being said, you know, you don't want word to get out to where people stop donating. So this is why clarifying what happened specifically is so important, because you want to continue those $20 a week donations, those $20 a month donations from the public, because that's a large portion of their operating expense.
Yep. No, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Walter Griffin, controller for Luzerne County. I appreciate you calling and giving us a little more insight on this.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. And some great information there. And again, I think it behooves Keystone Mission and their current CEO, who I think is being realistic and being forthcoming, says he's going to meet with county and anyone else who wants to meet to answer the questions. So moving forward, Keystone Mission could maybe thrive. It's 3:55, time for the Bloomberg. Well, coming up on the 4 o'clock hour here on WILK News Radio, when we come back after the news break and traffic and weather and everything else that's going to take place during the top of the hour, we will have Pennsylvania State Treasurer Stacey Garrity on to talk about some things that are happening, the sponsorship of Pocono Raceway, and some talk about maybe taxpayers funding a new NFL stadiums, both on the east and west sides of Pennsylvania, and also the U.S. Open golf tournament, where $1 million a taxpayer went to sponsorships and VIP parking and VIP passes and a special pre-event golf tournament and such like that. You know, is our governor being a steward of our tax dollars, or is he campaigning on the taxpayer's dime? So some interesting allegations being made in regards to that, and the treasurer, the person who holds the purse strings of our Commonwealth, will be here to give us her thoughts on just that. Weather's a little cooler, 65 degrees right now on this Friday, June 27th. Also, let me know what your plans are this weekend. You got anything going on? Doesn't look like too bad, but it was quite comfortable shutting all the ACs off and opening the windows last night. It was actually pretty cool this morning. It was a little chilly outside walking the pups that I'm dog-sitting or cat-sitting or animal-sitting. I don't know what you call it. I'm the Bronx Zoo now. It's 4 o'clock. We'll be back.